This is the home of Union High School football. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back to Union Tuttle Stadium as we prepare for the second half kickoff here. Union leading Moore 24-3. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, Doc Blevins, and Richard Johns. In the control room, back pushing all the buttons, is Mike Downing for the next to last time, because that lucky dog is going to retire. I say lucky, but you know, you get to that point where you just say, okay, I've had enough of this buffoon doing football and I want out. And that's exactly what happened with Mike.
Well, it happens with every occupation.
All right. Lining up to kick off for Moore is Soto, their kicker. He's going to pop this thing up into the air, and it's going to go very short. Taken by a Redskin at the 32-yard line, coming to his right to the 30. Not past that much, to about the 34, 35-yard line. And up back took that ball. That was actually Chauncey. Yeah, it's Chauncey Anders who took that ball. He takes it back to the 35-yard line. So that's a decent return. That's good enough. It'll be first and 10 Redskins at their own 35. A.J. Green, once again, was hurt during the first half. Looked like an ankle injury, and he didn't look like we're going to see him in the second half, and I understand why. When you lead 24-3, there's no reason. So instead, Rovon Banks will come out to run this thing, and Avante Wilkins will be his running back. Banks will have two receivers to the right. Lipsy is here along with Pearson. McDaniel is to the left. Wilkins is to the left of Rovon Banks. Banks is going to hand off to Wilkins to the right side. He's going to have to hurry. He's got some pressure and some blocking across the 35. Cuts back to the 40. Pushes forward to the 41, 42-yard line. Wilkins is not a big kid, but he pushed a couple of guys out of the way right there. Final tackle by Marcus Morris, who then helped him up. That was nice of Marcus. He turned that what looked like, Tom, it'd be 2 yards into eight at second and two.
Yeah, that was a good job. And I think this is a crucial, you know, downs and possession, because we'll see if Moore made any adjustments and if they really have what it's going to take to come back.
From the 43-yard line, their own, Union has a second down and two. Throw left side to Pearson. He makes the catch, but he's behind the line of scrimmage. Now gets forward to the 45, gets across the 45 to the 46, 47, 48. Got the first down. That pass was actually backwards from Banks, but he was able to pull it in. McCully Davis made the final tackle, but you have to give Kyler Pearson 100% credit for that, because, Tom, if he hadn't just made a tremendous backwards spin and gotten upfield for another six, that's not going to work.
No, and he's such a good athlete.
First and 10, Redskins now at their own 49, just underway, second half, 24-3 Union. Banks in the shotgun. He's going to hand to Wilkins, left side, and he's not going to get much. He got to the 50-yard line and got stacked up right there, so they'll give him about a yard and a half. He was pushed back by several guys on the right side of that defense. Jameis Relaford was the first one there, had help from Jaden West. And we're going to call it one, actually, and make it second down and nine for the Redskins.
And like I was saying earlier, they came into this game, I'm sure, more thinking we've got a good chance to beat them. It didn't work out that way for them, and now they've got to redo their minds, and let's see if Union can put them out of it.
Right at midfield, it'll be second and nine for the Redskins. In the shotgun, as Banks rolls to his right and throws it into the ground. He was trying to get it to Pearson, and he buried that thing about 4 yards short. That wasn't even close. And there's where you see young quarterback, Tom, because he rolls to his right, didn't square his hips, didn't flip his shoulders, and the ball died on him. And you can tell that's one thing. That's the kind of thing you have to coach and get him to learn.
Right, and I think he'll get better every week. And Coach Roki's awesome with the quarterbacks. And I think he'll get better every week with the mechanics and his ability to read the field.
10-14 to play in this third quarter. 24-3 Union, a big third down and nine for the Redskins right at midfield. Need the Union, the Moore 41. Union up 24-3. Back is Banks to throw. Fires that ball, and it is caught by Pearson for the first down to 35. He's going to get across that to about the 34, but he got run down from behind. He was going side to side. He had the first down, but he was running side to side, being chased by Marcus Morris, and Morris just caught him, knocked him down at the 35-yard line. So that's a tremendous first down now for the Redskins at the Moore 35.
That was a good throw.
That's a 24-yard gain, and it was a terrific throw. McDaniel will go to the left. Three receivers come to the right. Lipsy, the far man, near up by the boundary. Wilkerson to the right, and they're going to hand the ball to him. Banks does. Wilkerson's not going to get much. Tried to get forward to on the left side of the offensive line, but they got stacked up. We're going to call that actually no gain. The first guy there was Cruz Garnett. He's a very undersized 6'1", 194-pound defensive lineman, but he's very active. That's the fifth tackle on the night for him, and it'll be second and 10.
then definitely this is four down territory. But if they did want to kick a field goal, a couple more, probably another 10 yards, and it'd be pretty much a gimme.
Second down, 10 for Union at the 35 of Moore. 9 minutes to play in the third period, 24-3 Redskins. Four receivers, three to the right side, and Union will call a timeout. We'll take a break as well. We'll see what they do on second down. When we return, Union leads 24-3 on KRMG.
What if I told you there was a way to step into another gear for your brain and be much sharper, more focused, and improve your memory to a level that you could only dream about and notice these results in 30 minutes? Hard to believe? Neuroscientists are calling this new brain discovery the biggest advancement in brain science to date. It's called Limitless, the brain pill of the future. Take it, and within 30 minutes, you'll transport your mind to a new level of focus and clarity you would have never thought possible.
I took Limitless, and it started working in minutes. All of a sudden, it felt like a dark cloud had been lifted up right before my eyes. I have a mental clarity I've never felt before.
Biz execs, athletes, teachers, and students are calling Limitless a secret weapon for the brain. You have nothing to lose, so call now and find out how to get a free bottle today.
To find out how to get your free bottle of Limitless, call 800-605-1653. That's 800-605-1653. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-1653, 800-605-1653.
Second and 10 for the Redskins at the 35-yard line of Moore, just underway. Third period, 9 minutes to go, 24-3 Redskins. Banks rolls to his right, throws back to his left. He's got a man out there, and that ball's caught at the 5-yard line, leaping for the end zone. Did he get there? He did. Touchdown. Tremendous throw by Rovon Banks, and a fabulous catch by who else? Junior Smith. Out of the backfield, Junior rolls out on the little wheel route. The coverage came late, but Rovon put it where only Junior could catch it. He makes the over-the-shoulder, dives into the end zone, and it's 30-3. Tom, you can't draw it up any better.
No, that was an excellent play call, an excellent throw, and an excellent catch.
And that wasn't bad coverage at the end. Moore was able to close the gap, but not enough. Stephon Forbes for the extra point that might put the nail in the casket here for Moore. Snap is good, but a whistle blows. Moore, Stephon kicked the fire out of it. That was good, no question, but the flag flew before that. 8:58 to play in this third period. We'll find out what this is. It's a motion penalty again against Union, and that's got to get cleaned up. Motion penalty on a extra point, I don't get that. I don't understand how that can even happen. It's all in the snap of the ball there. So they'll move it back, and now we're looking at a 25-yard extra point, but the way Stephon Forbes kicked the last one, it won't matter much. We're set again. There's the snap. There's the kick. And there's the point once again. So with 8:58 to play in the third period, Redskins make it 31-3. Statement game for Union. We'll kick to more next on KRMG.
Today is not only Get Smart About Credit Day, it's also Mulligan Day.
Yeah.
And all golfers know a mulligan is a do-over, right? So
right.
If you need some credit do-over, nobody's better than we are. Right now, we're going all out until we're all out of remaining 2019s here at Jim Norton Chevy. Here's Casey Lane.
Hurry, get every available incentive on every new Chevy, like huge discounts, super low APRs, and double rebate values. Get double rebate values on every new 2019 Silverado, Tahoe, Suburban, Equinox, and Traverse. And we're still paying absolute top dollar for every trade. And you always get a lifetime engine warranty at no extra charge.
So get smart about credit and come see us. And who knows, maybe we can provide that mulligan, right? Log on at JimNortonChevy.com for all the details, or hurry to the all-new Jim Norton Chevy here in Broken Arrow, now open until 9. Jim Norton Chevy, 145th at the VA.
Chevy, find new roads. Off MSRP and stock units only. Factory rebate from Chevy. See dealer for details on new 2019 factory rebate vehicles only. Ends 10/31/19.
Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Celebrations here at Union Tuttle Stadium. Rick Corey with Tom Stockton and Doc Levins on the field. 8:58 to play in the third period. Union up 31-3, and Stephon Forbes likely to kick this ball into the end zone. He approaches, put the foot to it, and this one's going to be short and bounce around the 20-yard line, and Moore's going to down it right there. One of the Moore upbacks decided the best thing he could do is just jump on that thing, and that's exactly what he did. And that someone's wearing the same number as Alex Baxter, the big tight end, but that's not Baxter. He went out with an injury earlier, so I promise you that's not him. The drive, 7 plays, 65 yards. It took 2 minutes and 57 seconds. Junior Smith on the 32-yard catch, and that was just a brilliant throw. That gives him the touchdown, the extra point, of course, from Forbes, and that's how we get where we are, 31-3. Here comes Moore once again with Henshaw running the show. Jace Gardner hasn't carried it much here in the second half. Three receivers, two left side. There's a whistle as the ball is snapped to Henshaw, and it was off his left hand anyway. This is probably going to be motion against Moore, and that'll back them up. And you have to think, Tom, you mentioned it earlier, and I agree with you. They came down here thinking, yeah, we've got a chance tonight.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Even though they saw the score last week, and they get behind 31-3 like this, and you can already see a change in their body language, and I think we'll probably see a change in their focus, too.
Well, and another thing that's got to be on the issue is the fact they're not a come-from-behind type team with their passing game.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. Two receivers come left, one to the right for Henshaw. In the shotgun, Henshaw's going to hand off to Gardner on the little comeback, or the reverse, if you will, from the inside. He got back to 5, the 20-yard line. Might have gotten just past that to the 21. Rogers up off that pile. Caleb Kalo as well. We'll give him actually 7. So they gave him a very good mark, and they'll mark it out to the 22, and it'll be 2nd down and 8. And what Union can't do now is relax.
No, they've got to keep playing smart and get off the penalties and everything.
So 2nd down now and 8 at their own 22. Henshaw in the shotgun with Gardner to his right. Henshaw's going to take it and run it himself across the 22, 23, 24, 25. Pushes forward up the middle across the 26. Kalo again on the tackle. Had help from Mason Gibbons. A good gain of 4. And it's going to be 3rd down and 3 now. They'll mark the ball at the 26. Actually, we'll make it 3rd and 4. Mark it at the 26. They need the 30 for the first down. 8 minutes to play. 3rd period, 31-3 Union. Big down coming up for Moore. Two receivers come left, short slot to the right side, and one receiver that way as well. Henshaw in the shotgun, Gardner to his right. Henshaw looks to the sidelines for his signals, waits, now calls those, takes a step back. There's the snap, and he's going to run again right behind him to the 25, and he's going to get across the 30, and he's going to have the first down. Henshaw determined running. Marley Forsberg there, Junior Smith there, Caleb Kalo there, but he got 5, and it's going to be 1st and 10 more at the 31. And, you know, as much as I said Union has to focus in, Tom, they'll let them do this all day. You want 3 or 4, that's no big deal.
Right, exactly. Keep running the clock. I was just thinking the secondary has got to keep alert on a fake and trying to throw it deep.
Well, 1st and 10 now at their own 31. Henshaw with the snap again. He's going to hand off again to Gardner, and he's going to buck across the 32, 33-yard line. He took a pretty good helmet in the shoulder right there, or shoulder in the thighs, pardon me, from Mason Gibbons with Marley Forsberg, who's played very well lately, jumping on too. They'll give him 3. It'll be 2nd and 7 now at the 34-yard line. And Marley Forsberg has really been good lately, Tom.
He really has, and it's been somebody different. It seems, I mean, there's a few that have been good every week, obviously. But somebody steps up every week.
So 2nd down, and we'll call it 7. Now at the 34-yard line for Moore. Henshaw going to fake and run to his left, and he's going to throw it. That is his big tight end. He did get that ball out to Baxter, and Baxter's taken down around the 43-yard line. That's good for a 1st down. Baxter left on a leg that looked like he'd never walk on it again in the first half, but he's back. So Baxter makes the catch. That's good for 8 and a 1st down. They'll put the ball now at the 43-yard line of Moore. 6 minutes to play, 3rd period, 31-3 Union, but the Lions are moving. Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to the right, the big tight end, Baxter on a slot to the right. Henshaw's going to hand to Gardner. Got a lot of room. Gardner, 45, 50, across the 50. Gardner down to the Union 46-yard line. Junior Smith makes the tackle there, but we talked about focus. They lost it right there. He pops him for 14, does Gardner, and it's 1st and 10 Lions now in Union territory.
Even though they are running the clock and eating it up, which is good for Union, Union has got to stay focused and play their defense.
Now at the Union 46, 1st and 10. Henshaw in the shotgun. Two receivers come to his left side. Henshaw hands off again to Gardner, and he jumps inside the 45, scoots forward to around the 42-yard line. He stays down for a minute like he's hurt, but now he's going to get up like he's just tired. And he probably is. He's been running an awful lot tonight. It was Michael Walker on the tackle. But this Union defense looks tired, Tom.
Right.
It's cool out there tonight. And these guys have not been on the field. Well, they've been on the field a good bit because Moore's run a lot of plays. But they look uncharacteristically tired to me. That's a gain of 4, 2nd and 6.
Yeah, their hands are on their hips. And again, I'm being, you know, saying it over and over, the secondary has got to stay alert and not give them a one throw for a touchdown.
Now at the 42 of Union, second down and six. We're going to hand off on the inside to Ruschke. He's going to go forward across the 40. A little inside handoff to Bryce Ruschke, and he's playing tonight because the other receiver got hurt. Ruschke is 5'6", 133 pounds. He is a whirlwind of a guy, small guy. Got around to the 39-yard line. They'll give him three, and we'll call it third down now and about three from right there. Tackle was once again made by Jaden Rowe. 4:56 to play in this third period. 31-3, Union leads, and here comes Moore with a big third down and three. They're at the Union 39. They need the 36. Gardner comes to the left of Henshaw in the shotgun. Four receivers to either side. Henshaw's going to run it himself, and he'll get the first down and plows over a man inside the 35. Oh, man. Caleb Kalo came up to make the tackle. No, I'm sorry. Josh Frederick came up to make the tackle, and he just ran him flat over. Henshaw down to the 31 of Union, and that's a good six-yard gain. It's first and 10 for the Redskins. They'll bring big Jake Henry in to play a little defensive line right here for Michael Walker. So now you've got Mason Givens and Jake Henry, two offensive line starters, comprise the left side of that defensive line.
And that's probably a pretty good move because both of those defensive guys had hands on their hips and they were tired.
First and 10, now at the Union 31. Handoff inside to Gardner. Gardner fumbles the football as he went forward, and I think Union has it. Yep, they do. The Redskins have it coming off the bottom of the pile. Jacob Rogers. Gardner made a nice cut to the inside, then cut back to the middle, and when he did, the ball was popped out of his hands, and it goes down, and Rogers picks it up, and now it's first and 10 Union. So the Redskins have been very, very lucky tonight. Twice, balls have been snapped over punters' heads for Moore. There was an interception thrown earlier, and now a fumble from Gardner. So Henshaw, their best offensive player, throws a pick. Then their second best, Gardner, coughs up a fumble. 4:12 to go in the third period. The Redskins get away with nothing there. And it's 31-3 Union, and they have the ball. They'll start at their own 28-yard line. In the shotgun is Banks. Wilkins right next to him. He'll hand off to Avante, and he's going to be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. But he actually started pushing forward to the right side and got a couple of yards. Give Avante Wilkins some credit right there. He went down with Cruz Garnett on his back, but he gained two. It'll be second down and eighth, the Union 30.
And I don't think Union's offense has to do a whole lot of different thing. You know, kind of the old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They'll just keep hammering them and throw a few passes, and before they know it, it'll be the fourth quarter.
Second down and eight from their 34 receivers for Union. Back is Banks. He throws left side. That ball complete to Pearson. He gets out across the 35, 36, out across the 38, near the 40, maybe the 41. And that is good for a first down. That wasn't Pearson. It was Micaiah Belt. So that's good for the first down. Union moves it up to the 41-yard line. That's a good gain of about nine. And with 3:34 to go in this third period, already up 31-3, the Redskins continue marching. First and 10 now at their own 41. Two receivers come right side. One goes to the left. Banks in the shotgun. Banks is going to hand to Wilkins right side. Avante cuts back to the inside. Nice cut across the 45, 46, 47-yard line. Yanked backwards by Moore. It was Jake Cordova that yanked him violently backwards, but he'd already gotten up to the 47-yard line. That will be his forward progress, even though they jerked him all the way back to the 44. And it'll be a good first down gain of about six. It'll be second down and four.
This is exactly what'll just absolutely just wear the defense out and just kind of stop their will.
Wilkins again in the shotgun to the right of Banks, four receivers. Banks has the snap, looks to throw, throws deep, and that ball is going to be intercepted. He threw it right to number 23, Jaden West. He was trying to go behind West, kind of almost like the same little wheel route, except this time he wanted Desmond McDaniel, and I think he thought McDaniel was coming to the middle of the field, Tom, because he threw it directly to Jaden West, who was on the inside. That's an interception, and Union will turn the football over just that quickly. And there's to your point of don't do what's not broken, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's pause for station ID here on KRMG.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG-FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
But that's okay.
So the first turnover of the night for the Redskins gives the ball back to Moore. 2:51 to play, third period. They'll take it at their own 22-yard line. Will the Lions. It'll be first and 10 right there. Marley Forsberg laid onto the field, and there'll be a flag. Union will not be flagged because Forsberg was on the field, but Moore was about to hand the ball off with only two defensive linemen because Forsberg wasn't set, and instead they moved. Whistles blow. It's a procedure penalty against the Lions. Now, they just lost themselves a heck of an opportunity. It'll be first and 15 now. They'll move this ball back. It was at the 27. They'll mark parking me back to the 22, and it'll be first and 15.
Again, the secondary just needs to not let some big play happen.
You're going to hand off inside to Gardner. Gardner's got a big hole. Goes across the 25-yard line. That Moore offensive line has done a nice job of blocking tonight. Too many tackles by linebackers. Forsberg helped that time, but it was really Jake Rogers in on that tackle again. That's a gain of four. It'll be second down and 11. He got forward to about the 26-yard line. 2:30 to play, third period, 31-3 Union. Moore's not in a hurry up. They're still huddling. Two receivers right, one left. Man to the near left is Aaron Cheek in the shotgun Henshaw. Straight back to throw. He's going to go with a little bit of a screen. He gets it to Gardner. Gardner, he's hit by one man and he gets away. Gardner was hit initially. I think it was Kalo, but he got out of his grip. But he did not get away from Michael Walker and Jake Rogers. Jake Rogers will unquestionably be the defensive player of the week. He's got about 100 tackles. He only got about 2 yards. They'll mark it down at the 28-yard line. It'll be third down and 9 right there. More Lions need their own 37 to get that first down. Minute 48 to go in the period. 31-3 Union.
And they don't have a whole lot of things that they like to do or that they practice doing in a third and 9.
Mallett comes to the left side. So does Rushi. To the right side is Cheek. Henshaw in the shotgun with Gardner to his left. Henshaw rolls to his left. Now he's going to run it. He's got a lot of room. He's going to get met right at the 34-yard line. That's short of the first down, and that's a nice play by JoJo Nichols. Nichols squared up right there, didn't let him make a move on him, put a shoulder right in his legs and brings him down at the 34. That's about 3 yards short. It's going to be fourth down and about 3, and Moore's got a big decision to make, Tom.
And they're going to punt it.
And that's although the smart move.
Although some of their defensive linemen, I think, went to the coach and said, go for it, please.
They might have, but here's the problem. Alex Baxter has been kicking for him tonight, and they have twice snapped it over the 6'4 tight end's head. You won't bring out the punt return team. This time, Desmond McDaniel will be back deep around the 32-yard line, and Baxter is set to kick. This time, the snap right to him. Baxter kicks it very, very high. McDaniel makes a fair catch signal and makes that catch at the 30. So with 40 seconds to go in the quarter, the Redskins get them off the field. There is a flag laying right at the U. The left side of the U, the black portion of the split U. It's black on the left, red on the right. There's a flag laying right there. The umpire is standing right there. That is Sterling Ramsey. And it will be a hold against Union. So that will take the ball back from that 30-yard line spot. Before the Redskins start, they'll mark off some penalties. And again, Tom, it's great to be leading 31-3, but you just can't have these kinds of things happen all the time.
You've got to take care of that.
You know, you're in a game like this where you're very fortunate because they've given you a lot of opportunities. If this is a 31-28 game, you just can't have penalties like this. It's going to kill you in the end. So they'll go back to the 20-yard line. The Redskins will run at least one play from right there. Rovon Banks, once again in the shotgun. Nobody in the backfield with him. Got a short slot tight end left side. Four receivers to either side. Banks now sends motion. He's going to toss the ball inside to Micaiah Belt going to the left. Belt to the 20-yard line, 22, 24-yard line. He got a little before he got knocked out of bounds over there. Cole Karn is the guy that knocked him out of bounds. They're only going to give him a couple. They're going to say he only got about to the 22-yard line, but that'll stop the clock with 33 seconds to play in the third period. Leading 31-3, the Redskins will snap it again.
And I don't know about their line and some of those things, but they got a few different receivers in because I see Kyler Pearson standing over here on the sidelines.
I think they do have a couple of backups here and there. Banks brings him up. This time he'll have Wilkins to his right. Banks is going to hand that ball off. And is that Wilkins or Junior Smith? I think that actually might be Junior Smith. Again, it's really difficult to tell with these gray jerseys and the red numbers. Nope, that was Wilkins. Vontae Wilkins got forward for about 7. They'll take him up to the 28-yard line. It'll be third down and 2. The Redskins just need the 30 for the first down. Banks quickly to the line of scrimmage with two receivers to his left and one to his right. Wilkins to his left in the shotgun. Rovon looks to the sideline for the offensive play call. Only 4 on the play clock, or pardon me, the game clock. They're going to let it run out. So that will be the end of the third period, and it was a good third period for the Redskins. They extend their lead now, up one more by a score of 31-3. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. And now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you visit MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. This includes discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. And for a limited time only, you can once again take advantage of their buy one, get one free offer for MyPillows. That's right, you buy one MyPillow and get another absolutely free when you use promo code Dana. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Simply visit MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener tab, and enter promo code Dana for those deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer. MyPillow.com listener tab, then promo code Dana, or you can call 800-944-4975 for great MyPillow radio specials.